This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon from the studios at 550 KFIRE Bismarck, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga. All across the Northern Plains, this is the program that asks the question, what's on your mind? You can join us by calling 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you prefer to email us. And Steve Bakken today is at a Bakken Infrastructure Conference in Bismarck. That's kind of unique. A lot of these Bakken Infrastructure Conferences have been in Denver and elsewhere, but here's one right smack dab in the middle of North Dakota. Good idea. And so Steve will be broadcasting from there, Bismarck Civic Center, through Wednesday, right?
Absolutely, through Wednesday. You know, you mentioned at the beginning of the show, we talked about this year, next week, the North Dakota Petroleum Council having theirs up in Grand Forks, their meeting, which is more of the industry side of things. And then I was talking with Vicki Steiner, and the week after that, out in Medora, they're having their big meeting on the North Dakota gas petroleum counties producers. So, you know, September's a busy month with what's going on from an economic standpoint here in North Dakota.
We love it. We spent some time on this program talking about an effort by the Greater North Dakota Chamber to put up some billboards in Minnesota touting the good business climate of North Dakota. Very simply, in fact, I saw one last night on I-94. It said, North Dakota, open for business down by Fergus Falls. And that prompted quite a bit of discussion, and by and large, most folks from North Dakota thought it was great, and folks in Minnesota didn't think it was so good. Well, I don't know if it was the billboard or not, but one business has recently announced they're switching sides of the river from Moorhead, where they've been for 80 years, to West Fargo. It's PetroServe USA, their headquarters, and their stores are located in Bismarck and Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, all throughout Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, and Wahpeton. And Kent Satring, the president and CEO, is with us in studio to talk about that decision today. Kent, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Scott. Good morning to your listeners.
Did I miss any of your stores?
I think you did a pretty good job. If you did, I didn't notice it.
80 years of history for this organization in Minnesota. You're switching to North Dakota. Why?
Well, we are still going to be the Farmers Union Oil Company of Moorhead, Minnesota, but we will be located in West Fargo for our corporate offices. Our building was way too small, the offices were, and also the lot was way too small to be able to park all of the trucks we have, so we had to move. We had the railroad, had land right behind us, and so that wasn't working out, so we had to make the decision. Either we're going to move to the Moorhead Industrial Park, or we're going to move somewhere into North Dakota. We had to have a minimum of 5 acres of land. We had to have a area to build a building. We had to be close to the fuel terminals. So there's a few logistic things that had to be kind of specific for our type of business. And so when we looked at everything, you know, just North Dakota is more business friendly and had more, you know, was it quite a difference annually in the tax bill. So we decided to make that move.
Kent, Steve Bakken here. Having that long history on the Minnesota side, it must have been a hard decision to move out of Minnesota and move to North Dakota. Did it come down to just the political climate when it comes to the tax base? Was it strictly financial, or had you looked at staying in Minnesota, but because of the tax structure, it was just unbearable to do business?
Well, you know, as far as the convenience store industry, it is pretty unbearable to do business in Minnesota when you're across from North Dakota, right on the border cities, because we have, like, a huge disparity in cigarette tax. So, you know, we don't sell a lot of cigarettes and tobacco products in Minnesota when you've got Fargo right across the river. And the same thing is true with gas tax. There's a 5.5 cent discrepancy there. But 5 of our 7-person board is from Minnesota. We have our roots there. We still are going to be providing services there. But we are stockholder-owned. We're owned by the people that we do business with as a cooperative. So our board really felt that they owed it to our farmers and to our city people who own the company to do, you know, to go where it's best for us. And it was just quite a difference.
So tell us about that difference. Apples to apples, comparing everything, what kind of a bottom line improvement does the switch to North Dakota mean for your company?
Well, you know, putting aside the tobacco tax and the gas tax, because that really doesn't figure into where you put your corporate offices. But just from if we took all of our truck drivers, we have 7 semis and probably a dozen bulk trucks. So we have to have a place to park that. And wherever those trucks are parked at night is where you pay your unemployment and your workers' comp. Now, if we took our whole fleet of drivers and office people and put them in North Dakota, or if we did the same and took all of the North Dakota people and put them all in Minnesota, if that's where our corporate office is going to be, just the work comp and unemployment alone was about $35,000 a year difference. And so that makes a big difference. And then from the corporate taxes, like on profits, you're looking at probably almost double in Minnesota. And then if you dig a little bit farther into that, there's many things like bonus depreciation and Section 179 depreciation that the federal government recognizes. Those are what's called the Bush tax cuts and stimulus. And those things are not recognized in Minnesota. So you have to pay tax even on that depreciation, where in Minnesota they follow the federal guidelines.
So apples to apples, bottom line, it's a no-brainer.
It really is, yeah. And we like Minnesota. You know, we continue to do business there. We're not trying to pick on Minnesota, but, you know, word got out that we had bought the Smokies building out in West Fargo on Main Avenue. And West Fargo has been great to deal with, and Moorhead was too. I have to say that Moorhead really tried to keep us, and we were hoping. We actually were really seriously looking at it, but with some of the recent changes, we just decided, you know, it's probably in our best interest just to make the move now and be in West Fargo.
Well, I would imagine it's a bit frustrating for local leaders because a lot of what you're talking about, they have no control over, right?
Right. I talked to Mayor Voxlin, and in fact, I talked to Paul Marquardt, and I talked to Steve Gertz on the city council, and they were all understanding and wanted us to stay, but, you know, they know that they recognize that there's a business difference.
Do they do anything about it? Do they let their voice be heard by the governor's office or the Democratic majority of the legislature in Minnesota? I mean, what if I were an elected leader in Minnesota, I'd be a little worried seeing decisions like yours.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. I'm pretty sure they did because I think they're all three of those guys are great leaders and you know really good friends, and so they knew that we didn't want to leave. But there's programs in North Dakota like the Renaissance Zone that helps blighted areas. And if you look out in West Fargo, Smokies is perhaps one of the most blighted areas in the state. And we're going to clean that up and have just a spectacular office there. Nice front on it. It just fits our training needs. We're going to have a 100-person conference center there. And all of our offices, all of our trucks will be able to park there. We bought the old High 10 Motel. We bought that lot also. And we also bought the lot next to that. And so we'll have three lots, about just under 8 acres.
And a rosier bottom line.
Well, hopefully, yeah, it should make quite a difference every year.
We're talking with Kent Satring, CEO of PetroServe USA, moving from Moorhead to West Fargo. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. Kent, when you start looking at the political climate, what kind of a position politically has the state of Minnesota put communities like Moorhead or in East Grand Forks or Breckenridge, these border communities in? And it's not just against North Dakota, it's against Iowa, it's against Wisconsin, it's against South Dakota. From a political standpoint, the hands are tied because I can imagine that Moorhead did everything they could to try to keep you in Moorhead and try to keep a longstanding business there. But what is your take from the political environment that is making it impossible for these border communities like Moorhead to compete?
Well, I don't know what I would say from the political aspect because I don't get involved in that part of it. But from just the tax structure, I mean, when you're trying to, if you do 2 million gallons of gasoline sales in Glendon, let's say, and you have to match the Fargo price, you're going to end up spending 2 million gallons times 5.5 cents a gallon more, which means $110,000 less profit for you and $110,000 more in tax revenue for the state of Minnesota. That's difficult to swallow that. And I know Brady at Brady's gas station has talked a lot about that. And what he's saying is exactly correct. And the same thing is true with the tobacco tax. You know, you raise it, it's 44 cents in North Dakota for a pack of cigarettes, and it's $2.88 in Minnesota. So, you know, you just don't sell a lot of tobacco products on the Minnesota side anymore. People drive over to North Dakota and buy a carton.
And I mean, that's the relatively new one, that cigarette tax. I mean, taxes on everything went up in Minnesota after this last session. Did you just see immediate impacts on that in your stores?
Well, actually, that's not a new tax. I mean, that has been a great difference for the last 6 years.
But it went to a ridiculous point, didn't it?
Yeah, it doubled again.
Yeah,
so it every time you know, every time that happens, we have just less cigarettes. It's a major difference, and we saw it the morning of July 1st, if that's when it took effect, I believe.
And is that those dollars just translate, you know, in other words, the same amount of cigarettes selling? They just, is it a matter of where they're selling?
Right. Yeah, and if I go into my NP Avenue store, it's on my drive home, and I'll look over there, there'll be 12 cars there, and 8 of them are from Minnesota.
Amazing to see that in action. Kent Satfring is with us from PetroServe USA. Kent has long been a big backer of ethanol as a choice in fueling options, linking the oil fields of North Dakota and the corn fields of North Dakota. We're going to talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon, and we're chatting with Kent Satfring, our guest till the bottom of the hour here. We're going to talk a little bit about ethanol because his PetroServe USA stores, the reason we asked Kent to come on was to talk a little bit about their recent announcement. They're moving their corporate headquarters from Minnesota to North Dakota, and largely as a result of significant bottom line savings on a number of things, so the tax front as well as workers' comp rates and whatnot. And given the fact that there's, especially after this last legislative session in Minnesota, a little focus on the anti-business climate of Minnesota, a regional business that's made that decision to switch sides. But they have gas stations, called gas stations, service stations, convenience stores?
Yeah, convenience stores is what we usually say.
Yeah, I mean, service stations is what I grew up calling them, but I guess you don't call them service stations anymore because you're not checking the oil. I am, right?
No, we're not fixing tires. We're selling you pizza.
But they're in Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, Bemidji, and Wahpeton. One of your slogans is helping America fuel better. Mm-hmm. Explain to listeners what that slogan means.
Well, we really have been trying to partner the oil fields of western North Dakota with the corn fields of rural North Dakota. We really want to revitalize the Cullums and the Ellendales and the little towns across the state, Glen Ullin and Drayton, all those little towns. We want to revitalize their main streets with agriculture, with more fertilizer sold, more corn being raised, more soybeans being raised, so that we can sell soy diesel and ethanol and partner it with gasoline and give people a choice. We really don't want to force people. We don't want to mandate. We want to let people choose at the pumps, not let politicians dictate.
How? Give us an update from your perspective on how it's going. I mean, do consumers still use ethanol in the numbers they have previously?
Yeah, E85 and E30 are still doing well. Unfortunately, you know, we lost straight gasoline. Is no longer being sold in this North Dakota market. So everything has 10% ethanol. We didn't like to see that. We were hoping to be able to keep the gasolines, but the refineries made the choice to add ethanol to everything to help with octane. It's a way to bring up octane ethanol is. And so we weren't happy to see that, but our blender pumps are set up to sell E30, two E10s and E85, and there's a potential for them to start selling E15 in some markets.
Now, we've got a lot of calls about specifically in Bismarck where there used to be a lot of places where folks could get unleaded gasoline without any ethanol, and concerned that there are less and less of those choices now. You're saying that decision was not in your case, a convenience store that wanted to do that, but rather the refineries that are providing the gas. So you, as an ethanol backer, you want the consumer to have the choice of saying, do I want ethanol or no ethanol?
Absolutely, and that's what the ethanol corn growers wanted also, is they wanted gasoline to still be there so that people could choose at the pump. We don't want to tell people that they can't, that they have to use 10% ethanol and everything, but that was strictly the refiner's choice to bring octane up, and also as a result of the renewable fuel standard.
So they're worried about complying with the federal government mandates on what percentages
right
they include in ethanol.
And
so.
and also they can be more profitable at the refinery by doing an 84 octane and using ethanol to bring it up to 87. So it was both of those points.
Interesting. But it basically, government mandates and the profitability, the reasons the refineries faced it.
There's all kinds of government mandates. There's a mandate that you can only put 10% gasoline and 10% ethanol in gas right now. We consider that a mandate also.
Any questions or comments for Kent on this topic, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve, go ahead.
One of the questions I've got, from a pricing standpoint, the biggest argument a lot of people have with the ethanol is the fact that you don't get the economy from a mileage standpoint. When you're trying to marry what's going on in western North Dakota from the gas standpoint and the oil standpoint, and then reclimate with having the opportunity from agriculture pitching in with the ethanol, there's a disconnect on the price as opposed to the economy that you get out of that. I mean, with my truck, Kent, that's about 45, 50 cents a gallon cheaper is what ethanol has to be before I reach those same numbers. How much of that is on the supplier side versus the distribution side? Is there any discussion that goes into that on how you can make that more equitable to the consumer?
Well, it depends. You said 45 cents cheaper for ethanol. Now, that depends upon if you're talking about E85, E30, E15, or E10. Yeah, E85. Okay, so, yeah, E85 probably has to be, for my vehicle, I drive a Tahoe, it has to be about 25% cheaper for the, for the ethanol, because I'm going to lose about 25% mileage. Now, E30, you don't lose a lot of mileage. In fact, some people say you get the same mileage or even a little better. So, it just depends upon your own vehicle. But I would say that ethanol right now is quite, has an advantage to gasoline. It's actually bringing the price down on gas. So if we were to put E15 into a market, we'd expect it to be probably 10 cents, probably 8 to 10 cents cheaper than E10. And that could run in every vehicle that's 2001 and newer.
Interesting. And by the way, any questions or comments? Just a couple minutes left with our guest, Kent Santrig, on this question of ethanol and choice. Bottom line, as an ethanol backer, as one of the pioneers, really, in blender pumps and all the different options for consumers, that PetroServe USA has been leading on this for for a number of years. You know, you're just saying give the consumer the choice, leave it up to them, and enough folks want to see the economic benefits that come from more corn production and can choose. And do you believe, Kent, that there are enough consumers that support it, given the numbers to date, that this thing can work?
I think we have about 100,000 flexible fuel vehicles right now in North Dakota. I think in the early days we had like 8,000. So I think, you know, we have a wonderful thing that the legislature and the last governors of North Dakota have worked so hard. You've got great oil activity out on the western side of the state. Little towns there are booming. We've got great corn and soybean activity going on the eastern half of the state. The little towns are booming. The high schools are full. Grandchildren are being in the little towns now because there's farming opportunities. There's jobs on Main Street. That's what our goal was, and that's what's happened. So it's just really been a win-win for our state, and that's why our unemployment rates are so low and our surpluses are booming.
And without the mandates, does that evaporate? Can it stand on its own now?
Well, you know, there is no more tax subsidies for ethanol. Those are gone. And there aren't any mandates other than what the oil companies, the refiners, put 10% ethanol in everything. So there was no mandate in Minnesota. So it is basically an open market, open free market, somewhat. I guess I'm going to get clobbered for that statement because there's renewable fuel standards and all this. But there's the EPA, you know, comes in with mandates. And so it works both ways. But I think in North Dakota, we're getting the best of both worlds with the oil and the corn and the soybeans. So it's working. I mean, the plan has worked, what Governor Hoeven put into effect and what Governor Dalrymple has worked with in the legislature. These things are working. That's why we have huge surpluses.
Ken, we got about 30 seconds. What's the future of ethanol in that free market when we've got the different levels of competition? Is that good for consumers?
Oh, I think the future is very bright. All we have to do is have one supply outage, and you know what happens to gas prices. The supply rubber band is just so tight that it takes products like ethanol and soy diesel in order to kind of put a little bit of loosening of that rubber band, and that allows then for the prices to be more steady.
Kent Santring from PetroServe USA on the move of their corporate headquarters from North Dakota to, rather from Minnesota to North Dakota. Thanks for joining us and also updating us on the ethanol front.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp has announced she will not support the current resolution authorizing military force in Syria. She's heard you. We'll talk about that more when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A place you can truly relax and enjoy. You'll love the condominiums. They're 2 and 3 bedrooms loaded up with all the amenities. There's beautiful classic and Lakeview hotel rooms as well. And I tell you what, this facility is just loaded. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. Patio seating to enjoy a great fall supper. Copper Dora Veda Spa. The Chase's bowling alley is a blast. Indoor heated pool and hot tub. And, of course, all kinds of activities indoors and out at Chase on the Lake. Experience Minnesota's newest and finest northern Minnesota resort for a great deal in September or October. Stay any Sunday through Thursday night. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, you'll get your second night free. Buy one, get one. Just use the promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or when you call Chase on the Lake. Here's the toll-free telephone number, 888-242-7306. 888-242-7306 and tell them Scott sent you.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin P, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Craig Cobb, a white supremacist who owns property in the tiny Grant County town of Leith and plans to take over the town government, says he's grateful the commander of a national pro-white organization is coming to Leith later this month to show support. Should we be ignoring this, or should we be telling this leader of the National Socialist Movement his views are not welcome here? What's your take on that? We have breaking news out of D.C., press release from Senator Heitkamp's office saying she has today issued the following statement on the president's request for congressional authorization to use military force in Syria over its use of chemical weapons. Also explained that her draft alternative proposal to address the Assad regime's use of the chemical weapons. Over the past week... Here's what she's saying here. Over the past week, Heitkamp has participated in a classified hearing with the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where she heard from Secretary of State John Kerry, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, and a briefing at the White House with Vice President Biden. She's spoken with foreign policy experts about this issue and said, quote, by using chemical weapons against its own people, the Assad regime committed a heinous crime against humanity that cannot be ignored. Any use of chemical weapons is a terrifying international problem that demands an international solution. Over the past week, I've participated in many confidential hearings, briefings, and scrutinizing whether the potential use of limited force in Syria is the best strategic interest of the United States, whether it is in the best strategic interest of the United States. I still believe we need to have an open and honest discussion on the Senate floor about the potential use of force in Syria. However, after all these meetings, I still have serious concerns. I cannot support the current Senate resolution to authorize force at this time. After doing my due diligence, I believe we need an alternative path forward in dealing with the Assad regime. We must balance the legitimate concerns that Americans have about the use of military force with our strategic interests. At its core, I believe the current Senate resolution falls short because it calls for military action in Syria without carefully looking at diplomatic or alternative solutions. I strongly believe we need the entire world, not just America, to prevent and deter the use of chemical weapons in Syria or anywhere else on the globe. I'm currently working with Senator Joe Manchin and my other colleagues on an alternative approach that I believe provides a better path forward. The proposal would give the Assad government 45 days to sign an international chemical weapons ban and begin the process of turning over its chemical weapons. During this time, the U.S. would work to build international support and create a global response on the use of chemical weapons in Syria if, after the 45 days, the Assad regime mistakes are deliberate and careful democratic process for lack of will and immunity, it does so at its own peril. So there's the whole statement. Bottom line, the current resolution that the president's pushing, she says no. John Hovind, Senator Hovind, has said no at this time. And also, Congressman Cramer said his constituents, you, the folks of North Dakota, telling him overwhelmingly they don't want any part of it. So he's leaning no. Senator Heitkamp's obviously heard you, although obviously has this alternative proposal, the 45-day window to sign an agreement saying, hey, we will not allow the use of chemical weapons. What do you think? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Right decision, wrong decision, and what do you make of this alternative on the 45 days? I got to say, first of all, welcome to the political world, but she has lots of wiggle room in this, right? I don't support it at this time. I think we need to do something, but what? I don't know. The 45-day deal. So there's plenty of options still here on the table. Most of the attention is going towards the idea that the Assad government would be given 45 days to sign an international chemical weapons ban. If they signed it, would it be worth the paper it was written on, is my question.
You know, though, Scott, it comes back to the whether or not there's teeth behind anything like this. You can push it out 45 days. You can push it out 60 days. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. And to me, you're just kicking the can down the road. Now, at the end of that 45 days, then what? Is it just another line in the sand? I don't think it's as much wiggle room for Senator Heitkamp as she's creating wiggle room for President Obama. And is there more afoot to this than what it looks like on the surface is my question, because I'm concerned about that.
Helen in Lakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Helen.
Hi, it's Phyllis.
Oh, Phyllis, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phyllis.
That's
I had Helen
okay.
on my computer screen here.
That's okay. I agree with you 100%. We're doing nothing more than kicking the can down the road with Heitkamp's proposal. And I do not believe we should do any military strike of any sort. I am sick and tired of our military being put at risk, and then when they get home, the government doesn't help them with results of chemical exposure and all that. After the Iraq War, they were told they were lying until finally the government admitted it. No, we do not belong in Syria, and I hope everybody in Congress votes against it.
Any of the proposals, huh, Phyllis?
Pardon?
Any of the proposals.
Correct.
You're saying no votes. Gotcha, Helen. Phyllis, sorry. Still says Helen there, but I know I'm talking to Phyllis. Sorry, Steve, you're next. Who's next?
Let's go to Randy in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
So I was just going to pipe in on this. I understand that we had signed something with NATO a while back about the gassing, how they were going to, there should be some kind of circumstance for it. I fully believe that if there's going to be any kind of action, it should be through NATO. And the United States should quit being the head of NATO the way everybody sees it. There should be a circumstance. To just condone that this is okay is the problem. I don't believe that the United States should actually be involved in Syria, because again, we all know that we're going to be aiding Al Qaeda, and it doesn't make any sense to me why we do that. And that's all I wanted to say.
You know, Randy, when you start looking at it politically, I can understand being a part of NATO, but you brought up a great point. For some strange reason, especially with this administration, self-appointed head of NATO, it's not our job. NATO's supposed to be the international peacekeeping organization. I am more than happy to help out with that, but why do we always have to take a lead on things, Randy, when it doesn't concern us?
Absolutely.
And I would also add this, Randy. NATO, their Secretary General, has said that the attacks in Syria, the chemical attacks, cannot go unanswered, but distance the alliance from getting involved. So they're saying it's bad. But by the way, we don't want to participate. And that's what's amazing here. This is really Barack Obama going it alone. You know, he's picking up a little bit of support here and there, but nothing compared to, for instance, the international alliance that was in agreement on Iraq. So
yeah, I mean, we're always jumping in the lead. You know, I can understand our country's moral standards, right? But when it comes to something like that, we need to have the backing from NATO to actually do anything, and we shouldn't be involved first. I mean, our president turns around and draws that line. Well, you know what? It should be NATO that draws that line, not us.
What do you think of Heidi Heitkamp's alternative proposal here? Sign a chemical weapons ban or else, and give them 45 days to do it.
When it comes to that part of that, again, I'm going to point at NATO. NATO should...
We lost our connection with Randy, but got the point there. Let's go to Ottertail Lake, and Jan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, the best comment I heard this weekend was from Senator Ted Cruz. He said, we don't want to be flying air cover for Al-Qaeda in Syria.
I don't know if you saw the rash of military members who, in uniform, were putting up signs covering their face saying essentially the same thing. I didn't sign up to be a member of the United States military to go in there and defend the rebels that are linked to Al-Qaeda.
The big problem with Obama, he has to keep the focus somewhere other than on him, because everything he's doing right now is a total disaster. So if he gets the focus off, then the people that are supporting him are going to just not take notice.
Jan, let's see if others agree with you. Appreciate the call. I'm out there in beautiful Ottertail Lake, Minnesota. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. More of the same from listeners saying no, no, no on Syria. Obviously, Senator Hovind's heard it. Congressman Kramer's heard it. And on this current proposal, Senator Heitkamp's heard it, but she has an alternative. And that says 45 days to sign a chemical weapons agreement, you know, going along with a ban. Do you like the alternative? Is this a good plan B? Let us know what you think of that. Mike in Mandan is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got a little different take on this. I think we should go after Syria there, and not for the population or the military or anything, but find out where the stockpiles are and obliterate them so neither side can have them. You know, I'm going to get it over and done with. So just politicizing it, dragging their feet. You know, Obama don't know what to do. His incompetence and inexperience is showing big time. If we're going to do it, why talk about it? Just do it. But get rid of the chemical weapons that Saddam put there. That's why they're not in Iraq, I believe. They're in Syria now. And get rid of them so neither side can have them.
Yeah, and by the way, there were I forget the guy who wrote it, but one of Saddam's former generals wrote a book shortly after the Iraq War, saying, "Hey, I can tell you chapter and verse where the chemical weapons were shipped to Syria." So there were some assertions of that. But your point is, any response ought to be directly related to securing or destroying the chemical weapons.
Exactly, they're stockpiles. Not that they're stockpiles and get rid of them, so neither side can have them.
And that, you know, you don't really hear that. You know, you hear a response because of their use of chemical weapons, but you don't hear them saying, "Let's." You know, I mean, that to me would be the strongest argument that Barack Obama would have, or members of Congress would have, to say, you know, this is going to specifically be targeted to securing those weapons, make sure they're not used again by either side, by anybody. I mean,
there you go. Yep.
Yeah,
that's my view.
Well, then the question is, why didn't you go back and look for those weapons when you had individuals saying that, oh, well, they're over in Syria, or they're over here, or they're over there? Conveniently, it went away. From the previous administration to this administration, you know, it kind of out of sight, out of mind until this came up again. So why didn't you go after it then, is the question.
Back with more of your calls on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com, and I am broadcasting today from the 4th Annual Bakken Infrastructure Finance and Development Week, taking place today, tomorrow, and Wednesday at the Bismarck Civic Center, actually at the Exhibition Hall. A lot of opportunities for infrastructure to be needs to be met here in North Dakota, and one of the sponsors of having us out here, a brand new store, not just for Bismarck, but for North Dakota. Check it out. It is phenomenal. Scott, you'll have to check this out next time. I'll bring you over there next time you're here. It's a Montana Furniture and Mercantile. Basically, they reclaim the past. It's a marriage of the Old West. And you can stop by their brand new store in the Gulch Block. That's the Becker Building on Main Street. You check out their website at MontanaFurnitureMercantile.net. That's Montana, the full word, FurnitureMercantile.net. Or give them a call at 701-425-0781.
By the way, temps around the region before we get back to the phones here. We're sitting at 64 degrees in Bismarck, 64 in Minot, 66 out in Williston and Tioga, 66 in the Dickinson. Fargo Moorhead, the warm spot at 70. Jamestown, 68 in Devil's Lake, 64 degrees down in WAP, 64 degrees, as well as 64 in Hedinger to get you all the way around the state. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. John and Glenn Olin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Hey, yes. I don't think we should be doing any war efforts in Syria until we understand how our government is really involved over there with communications the way they are. A lot of information is being dispatched and departed, but it's not being carried by the major media outlets. And if this information could be brought out to the public, we would all be able to make sensible, draw sensible conclusions, and from that react in a way that would probably have a much better final outcome for the, you know, for the United States than what we're currently dealing with. The Bush administration, I don't want to put blame to anyone, but the Bush administration started a lot of things over there that we're not aware of. And then like the Benghazi fiasco. And you know, there's a lot more going on with the drugs and the CIA and the relationships with Al-Qaeda, all this kind of stuff. And we're supposed to just all of a sudden go to the last card on the table, which is Syria, and for whatever reasons go in there and start bombing. We don't really have a clear idea what they're hiding from us, and they are hiding information. And it seems like they're in such a hurry now domestically to take, you know, to take charge that they're afraid that more and more news is going to get out, but it's going out so slow. And so my point is, There's too many secrets. There's too much misinformation for us to be able to make a decision to send our representatives to make a commitment over there. Does that not make sense? And do you not agree with that?
Well, I mean, I think transparency is good. We ought to know exactly what we need to know. And, you know, but there's no question there. I'd like some more details on the links of the rebels to Al-Qaeda, right? I think that ought to be known, because ultimately they would be the beneficiary of any attack against the Assad regime. So there's another one that needs to be ferreted out. John, appreciate the call. We'll go to Ray in Gulva. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling about this Syria thing.
We're ready for you, Ray.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
One question that I have about this is that everything that I've ever learned is that if a bomb hits something, it blows up, and it goes wherever. And I'm wondering what's going to happen if we go over there and do send some missiles and things in, and they hit those stockpiles of germs that they've got over there. Isn't that going to go up into the atmosphere or go up into the air in that local area? I don't know the answer to that. If somebody else does, I'd sure appreciate knowing about it. Thank you.
I don't either, Ray, but I think it's a fair question. I mean, and if you're securing the weapons, do you do that with a missile attack? Probably not. Probably have to do some other way. But I would assume if you destroyed them with a missile or bomb or something, that you're exactly right. Whoever's in that particular area of wherever the weapons are, that's why a lot of times those weapons are stored in areas where there's population to prevent against an attack like that on them. So good question. We'll see if anybody knows.
Does that default to the fact that you need boots on the ground then to go in and surgically strike those rather than dropping a UAV strike or a Tomahawk missile strike? You know, I don't think anybody wants to see our troops in harm's way.
The 45-day delay proposed by Senator Heitkamp not going over well with our Facebook audience. Bill says, sounds like another red line. Sue says, that's the hippie leftist way. Keep drawing red lines and hope it resolves itself soon, then claim victory for a tough stance, and then you get, well, Vietnam. Fred says, it's another liberal dead-end proposal. Assuming Syria signed an international chemical weapons ban treaty. The UN, not the U.S., would be the international community's enforcer of any violation. And if Russia or China oppose any military action with the Permanent Security Council vetoes, U.S. would be deemed as violating an international law if it attacks Syria. Interesting take. Thread that debate continues on our Facebook page, and we'll do this all over again tomorrow right here. Going to pick up on the Common Core debate tomorrow as well on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bock and Scott Hanlon, saying so long, God bless you, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.